This may not be exactly feedback, but I want to report something I've discovered which may affect listeners who have reported signal problems in the past. Recently, radios in our living room and kitchen became very staticky on both 91.3 and 96.7. At first, I attributed it to adverse weather conditions, but when I turned off some house lights, both radios came back loud and clear, and I realized I had just replaced several incandescent bulbs with LEDs. I Googled LED radio interference, and I learned that LED interference with radios is, in fact, a recognized phenomenon. This is distressing, since LEDs are such a good idea. Not all of them may be guilty, but if you've recently experienced unusual static and persistent static, look for the presence of LED lights nearby. I have temporarily replaced all mine with CFLs until I can find better LEDs. We recently received this letter from Bethany Presbyterian Church. We want to thank you for the assistance WHQR provided our food pantry on December 23, 2015, in distributing food to the less fortunate in our community. Your participation with Food Lion was greatly appreciated by all of us, and it enabled us to help many people have a better Christmas. We feel blessed to have been chosen by the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina to distribute this food. May God's blessing be with you and the public service you provide. And it was signed on behalf of Bethany Presbyterian by Jerry Koval, director of their food pantry. Speaking of that December drive, here's some more comments from that. Eric Nickens wrote, "Thank you for offering listeners clear coverage of local and national news daily. It is not easy nowadays to find such a great source for information about current events." The lovely and talented Jenny Callison wrote, "I love both stations, and they are the only ones I listen to unless I'm in the car with Cleve and he is listening to a Panthers game." Marjo Gaza wrote, "I just moved here and really like that I can get news and music." Rob and Jessica Mears wrote, "Sad to hear that Diane Rehm is retiring." Well, in case you missed it, Diane has announced that she plans to work through this year's presidential campaign and then retire. She certainly will be missed, but news of the campaign can be found at Ken Rudin's Political Junkie program, which we've recently added Sunday afternoons at 4. Judy Lane wrote, "Just wonderful to have the station on all day. It's my home companion." Jeff Smith of Wallace wrote, "Thanks to the staff at WHQR. You mean so much to our community." And full disclosure, Jeff is a member of the board of our parent, Friends of Public Radio Incorporated, and a heck of a nice guy. Brenda Winterberg wrote, "My husband and I both listen to the classical station going to work and when we're home. We even use it for our dogs when we're not home. It's fantastic and very relaxing, but we wish the signal was stronger." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.